Yes.
When you were talking about the woman who was bent over and was cured with emotion, what was the emotion?
I don't recall what it was. And if, it could have been any of 60 different emotions. These emotions are, our subconscious mind has the ability to grab these emotions and put them wherever it wants to. And you have no idea they're there, consciously. So, it doesn't matter what the emotion was. Yes.
I had the experience watching blood from the blood cells from magnified 100 times in Salt Lake, come through a plane, and they analyzed people that were out of stress, and that the red corpuscles, they were floating around perfect spheres, all traveling around in the blood, and they took blood from a woman that was obviously under stress. Those blood cells were all bunched up and glued together. They could come out in packs of 5 or 10, and no spheres floating around, and this is from stress. That's the reason I decided a long time ago to give up on stress.
That's a good plan. Yeah, well, there's good stress and there's bad stress. You got to be enough stress to motivate you. Now, which came first, though? The stress or the clogged up?
I think blood stress came first. Well, see, there are billions of them created every day.
Oh, yeah.
And so they don't carry the oxygen when they're all bunched up together. And
Thanks.
You still make the person scream when you work on their feet?
Only if they want to. It helps them relieve stress. No.
So, what kind of conditions would a person have that they would want to come to you?
No, I don't think it's really so much the condition. It's what that person wants. Some people, you know, like it's related to midwifery. Some people are so totally comfortable about, you know, going to the hospital. And some people just aren't. They, for some reason, experiences they've had in their life, they just have a dislike for doctors and they want to try something else. Or I'm going to have to say some people come out there because they have tried. They've tried the establishment and it didn't work. And they didn't get the results they wanted. So they might use me as a last chance.
We also tend to be a lot cheaper than the medical system. And so we have a few people, this is a minority, but a few will try us first. And then if we can't help them, then they go medical. But most people will do all the medical first and then come to us as a last resort.
I was reading that patent that he developed. He got the patent for how he extracts those flower essences. And that's ingenious.
It's amazing how those work for people emotionally. And when people take those for emotional things, it affects them physically. Mm-hmm. There is so much, our emotional and our physical are so tied together. You know, it's just amazing.
When I was asking Ron how he liked to be introduced, he just said, tell him we're those wackos from Freedom. But, you know, it's interesting how anything that's not mainstream medicine in America is looked at with a skewed eye.
And that's interesting, too, because the original, if you look up where the word quack came from, it came from because that's what people call the new and upcoming doctors that were using all the sulfa drugs and those. They were the, and some of that got switched around. But anyway, I think, you know, the idea behind the natural medicine for us, it comes right back up to here, is that, you know, is it fair? You know, is it true? You know, and if something works, it works. I mean, and my idea, even though I've had the choice over years to use a lot of the, use some of the medical, not medical, but the technological machines that are out there, I've chosen not to do that and instead try to concentrate on my own abilities. And the reason for that comes from reading the history of some of the old Chinese Qigong masters and what they were really capable of doing. It's pretty incredible what they can do. As for instance, sit right here and look at you and tell you what's wrong with you and what you need to do. You know, without doing any hands-on. So someday I'll get there. I'm only working on it.
How does that emotion coding work?
How does it work? It's based on two principles. It's based on the principle that your subconscious mind knows everything that's ever happened to you. Mm-hmm. It's every experience you've had is recorded. And then it's based on using the muscle testing and the energy testing to determine which trapped emotions might be causing or contributing the problem that you have. And you can identify which one. And then we simply release the trapped emotion is released by activating your governing meridian. It comes back to acupuncture again. Just simply by putting a magnet on your back and going down, it pulls that. Once the trapped emotion is identified, the extra energy from that magnet just pulls that trapped emotion out and it's gone.
Hmm. One interesting thing about the emotion code is that we don't try to set it up so that somebody comes back to us over and over. We try to keep a supply of books, and Dr. Nelson's books are so good at helping a person understand it. And a lot of people are able to very quickly and easily learn to do it for themselves and their own family and their own friends. Mm-hmm. And so our goal isn't to see how many people are going to come to us so we can do it for them. Our goal is to get this out so that people are learning to do it for themselves and doing it for others and spreading it. It's a self-help method. It is not, you know, the doctor who developed it did not want it to just be everybody come see him and do this wonderful thing. He wanted to get it presented in such a way that other people learn to do it for themselves.
Great.
Thank you, Scott.
We are out of time. Again, we'd like to thank you for coming. Excellent information, and I know I enjoyed it.